This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, maybe it's time to get a little radical. What do you think? It's time to start to trouble the present so we can change the future for the better. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out that in these days, the only thing that you have to do to get in trouble is to tell the truth. And it's interesting how that works, because before I became a Christian, it seems like nobody had a problem with me. And it's once I become a Christian and obey the teachings of Jesus Christ, then all of a sudden I become a problem. Funny how that works, isn't it? Let's go to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. I want you to listen to some of these headlines going across the country. Unsealed documents expose how prosecution attempted to rig. Listen to what I just said. Unsealed documents expose how prosecution attempted to rig Bundy Ranch trials. Now, tell me, speaking of getting a little radical here, where this comes into play, America. Did this come into play just on July 2nd, and then on July 4th, the proclamation of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13th United States of America? When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now listen carefully. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. What happens when those that you entrust, we to serve we the people, you delegate authority from God to them, to serve we the people as a representative, violate that trust? Is it a radical thing that our forefathers actually wrote to say that to the future posterity, that would be me and you, to throw them off? But according to what we're seeing today, we better not talk like that, because if we do, that's talk of insurrection and treason. No, wait a second. The talk of insurrection and treason, folks, has been going on in this country for a long time. And it's not been coming from we the people. It's been coming from them that represent we the people. And you've been conditioned to believe the opposite is true. But just think about what I just got done sharing with you, friends. Concerning unsealed documents expose how prosecution attempted to rig Bundy Ranch trials. I mean, this has become the norm to the American people when government, those that have been entrusted to act in good government, act outside of their scope of authority, where they are found to be criminals. For some reason, we're not supposed to speak out against that. Hey, folks, baloney. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, UN Secretary General's New Year's message disguises oppression as hope. Of course it is. He's calling for a new world order, by the way. Isn't it interesting how 50 and 60 years ago it was all a conspiracy theory? Now it's out all on the table for everybody to see the cards, isn't it? And for the time the media took demonizing those that had the audacity, the internal fortitude to expose the new world order for what it is, nobody can do that anymore. Calling for a new world order. UN Secretary, by the way, the UN was created out of World War II because World War I under Woodrow Wilson failed miserably. It was called the League of Nations. And guess who's funding the United Nations? And folks, when you look at who's on the United Nations, for the most part, you have a good portion of nothing short of a bunch of scoundrels. And who are they working for? Well, it's supposed to be government. The governments of the world speaking as one. Why is that? Though it is scripture. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Clinton's allies paid $700,000 for women to accuse the president of sexual misconduct week before election. Now, again, it must be too radical, according to the American people, to say that Hillary Clinton needs to be thrown in jail. And it's way too radical for the American people to actually hold Donald Trump, the president, the current administration, accountable for what he said he would do concerning the likes of the Clintons. But there they are, still given a free hand to go ahead and attack Donald Trump at any time that they will. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, public servants working to hand over the U.S. to illegal immigrants are personally responsible for the crimes of the illegal immigrants. We talked about that last week. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, attorney who sued DNC for fraud, claims Seth Rich, who was shot dead, and Sean Lucas were witnesses in his case. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Here's another one for you to show you how you've been conditioned not to get radical. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a Virginia congressional candidate has been indicted in near-million-dollar fraud embezzlement case. And you better not speak out against her because she's black. It's not an issue of law, America. You better take on the talking points of the media. And don't you dare speak out against her, because if you do, then you're a racist. Which, by the way, again, the word racist was contrived by Leon Trotsky, who was at that particular time a radical under none other than the dictatorate and murderous dictator Joseph Stalin. He was the head of his military, as a matter of fact. Racism was to browbeat dissenters, those that don't agree with them. Nothing less and nothing short. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, getting radical now. Congressman calls for DOJ and FBI to be held in contempt. Of course. Of course. What, is the government exempt? Those that serve we the people, are they exempt from being accountable of the laws that they are supposed to uphold? Come on, America. This is my message. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Remember King David, that was in the book of Amos, chapter 5. And then when you go to King David, he said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Well, read Psalm 94. Who does he look to? Who's going to work and who's going to fight against the workers of iniquity? He's looking to his church to do so. You know, Protestant, Protestant, yep, it's time to get radical. It really is. Congressman calls for DOJ and FBI to be held in contempt in a lawful matter. Here we have it again. Just to the conditioned sheeple out there, that let me remind you of what Ben Franklin said. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Well, here's a wolf that wants to devour. Huffington Post editors, New Year's androphobic resolution. Kill all men. Boy, they're not afraid to say what they want to say, are they? Nope, they sure aren't. And while the rest of the American people stand back and make jokes and call them names, and it never goes any further, that's the reason they do what they do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. And as well, friends, you can jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also jump over on our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean Double E on YouTube. And again, it brings about resolve to the issues that we have in this country, and they are biblical and constitutional answers. And that's the way to go. We have a whole lot to learn from the Bible and the Constitution and our forefathers, who established the longest standing Constitution in modern history. 240 years later, we're here to talk about it. What did they establish? Let's check it out. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic, whatever topic that may be. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make the others not the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also wanted to let you know, thank you for making us the number two radio show right now out of 89 radio stations and 91 affiliates across the United States and into 53 countries. We appreciate your listenership. Just wanted to let you know your ears are on. Now let's do something about the information that's given unto us. Let's bring about resolve. As we like to say here at the Sons of Liberty, is the fact that hope is found in what you do with the truth that's given. You have to respond. And John Quincy Adams was right. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Folks, the war against God rages on. It's humorous. Read Psalm 2 when you get a moment. The war against the truth Wages on. Yep. In every war, the first casualty is always the truth. Yep. We see a lot of propaganda going on. Matter of fact, you know what's interesting about propaganda? All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent of those who it seeks to reach. The comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks to reach. It only works on people that don't do their own due diligence. The war against the United States Constitution, we can see that those that call them representatives have been warring against the Constitution since its inception, friends. Since the very beginning. The war against the Bill of Rights, same thing. Remember, Bill of Rights are thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. The war against God-given rights, that is our government. That is our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. The war against the veterans rages on. Huh. The war against patriots, those that magnify dying laws. The war against we the people rages on. The war against life rages on. 3,000 babies were murdered yesterday in the United States. Nothing's changed since 1973, no matter what president is running on the campaign trail to become, the next candidate that wants to run for the people's White House. They all say the same thing. We need to stop it. It has not changed since 1973. That is the equivalent to 58 million babies. That's equivalent to 18 states and their population in the United States that have been murdered because your government, you call them your government, which they are acting outside of government, again, sanctioned the murder of the innocent. I mean, we have war against morality. I mean, you also have Alina Kay and others, black-robed tyrants, sitting on the Supreme Court who have never judged a case a day in their life, and somehow they've been given a pass because they're radical lesbians, for those that did not know. These are the people that want to say two men can get married and two women can get married. Folks, this is ridiculous, and it's not going to stop there unless you stop it there. War against the family. This has been raging on for years in this country, decades. War against women, the war against children, look what's going on in public schools, the war on freedom overall, the war on peace. Peace is the absence of war. The war on guns, the war on your health. I shared with you yesterday, folks, as a matter of fact, I want to kick this off too because we're doing live radio right now, but I got a quote by none other than Paul Ryan, Pinocchio himself. Where he likes to he likes to stick both feet in his mouth. That's for sure. And he does it quite a bit. And when I get that quote to load up, I will most definitely pull it up for you. And what I'll do is I'll check this other line out, while I got a moment. And that one is just as slow. So hopefully we'll come back to it in just a couple moments. Friends, we're talking about the war on this and the war on that. And we were talking yesterday about healthcare. And it's interesting how the federal government's now trying to force Americans to pay for something now called the American Health Care, right? Which is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8. In saying that, friends, to say this, it's also interesting to note that we were talking about yesterday as well, how when I was driving around town, I seen everywhere I looked, it seemed like there was some new clinic going up. And the medical industry in this country has been booming since the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. And what's interesting about all that, friends, is when you put it all together, in a nutshell, it's nothing short of the federal government forcing you to support the medical industry. That's really what this comes down to. And by the way, this just popped up, and speaking of which, U.S. Rep. Paul Ryan from Wisconsin said on March 12, 2013, we're not going to give up on destroying the health care system for the American people. It's interesting how in his confusion he blurted out the truth, isn't it? That's what he did. Folks, there's a war on everything that we are. See, what makes us different is the fact that we have to realize that we're in a spiritual warfare, Ephesians 4:12, and we got to fight the good fight of faith, because if we don't, there's going to be nothing left for our posterity, right? Okay. And America's present state proves whom they are willing to submit to, and to the non-resistance to tyrants, which is obedience to Satan. To not resist is obedience to Satan. To resist is obedience to God. But looking at the history of our founding forefathers, I want to go to this because we're talking about getting a little radical here. But by going and looking at the history of our founding forefathers and by judging as to how they responded to a tyrant 4,417 miles across the pond, we can see that they had come to the point where they not only said enough is enough, but they acted as well by throwing off King George, the tyrant, and his godly rule. Read again Psalm 94:20. Thomas Jefferson, who was one of the chief architects of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Talking about getting a little radical here today, friends. Benjamin Franklin added, "Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God." Listen carefully to what they're saying. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And Ben Franklin, that was Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin said, "Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God." John Adams, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman all echoed these same sentiments when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They were the architects. So in a short, in 1766, after the Declaration of Independence was adopted, the same committee who were assigned to draft the text of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin, were also assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. I guarantee you, you've never heard this before. Thomas Jefferson, the third president, John Adams, the second president, and Ben Franklin, architect and signer of the Declaration of Independence, were assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. Benjamin Franklin's proposal is preserved in a note in his own handwriting. As a matter of fact, if you go online, you can see the seal. You can see all of these seals. Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea. Oh my goodness. Moses standing on the shore was the seal and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, the tyrant, who is sitting at an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand. Raised from a pillar of fire in the clouds, reaching to Moses to express that he acts by command of the deity, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, the motto inscribed on this seal was, listen carefully, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." How do those revisionists step over the top of this? They cannot. He's a rock of offense to the disobedience, is he not? But listen to that. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin, all of these folks that were, man, they were deists. They weren't Christian at all. They were assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America, and the seal is this: Moses standing on the shore, extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh the tyrant, who's sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, raised from a pillar of fire of the clouds reaching to Moses to express that he acts by command of deity. The motto inscribed on the seal was this: "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." The first committee's design for the Great Seal. You got Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, getting a little radical. We'll be right back on the other side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm getting a little radical today. To get back to the temperature and where we should be, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. John Wesley, the great field prophet, used to say that he would set himself on fire every morning and the people would come watch him burn. That's exactly right. And the Bible furthermore tells us that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And most people think that when their temperature gets up there just to be where it should be, I'm talking about normal, where you should be hot. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. People act like there's something wrong. You know, it's interesting. I was watching, we were somewhere at a restaurant. You can't go to a restaurant anymore without a TV blaring right in front of your face, and I get real short on that. But it was interesting that there was a game going on. And one of my kids caught it. Dad, look. And I looked up, and it was this, again, it was a football game. It was a college game. And this was an older man, bald-headed. Half his body was painted one color, and the other half was painted another color. And for some reason or another, I looked over at my kids, and I said, this is what they want you to believe is normal. But when a preacher preaches out against sin and idolatry, there's something wrong with that guy. He's an extremist, or he's a hater, or whatever the case might be. We need to put things back into perspective. And it reminds me of something that Martin Luther said some time ago. It was a letter from Birmingham jail. He said, I admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist, but as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave, half free. And by the way, that was just a selling point to win public opinion. Martin Luther said, was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist when he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal? So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist will we be? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the extension of justice? And only you can answer that individually, America, and corporately. Just talking about getting a little radical here. Non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people out there that are obedient to evil. Because they don't resist the tyrant. And they know what he does is wrong. You know, I did a show on Edmund Burke one time where he's famous for the quote that good men, evil prevails because good men do nothing. The fact of the matter is that's completely untrue. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. And yet that's where we're at today. And it's, folks, it's my message day after day. It's my message to fight against this, to go against the flow, to expose the acts of tyranny. Regardless if you deal with it or not, your blood is off my hands because I have done my job. You have all the tools that you need to bring about the resolve concerning the crimes of those that represent we the people on a daily basis. You have everything that you need. Don't text me and say, what am I supposed to do? Listen, I've given you the information 1.5 million times over. And don't come back to me and say, well, Bradley, what have you done? Hey, folks, don't even go there. Me and my family are sold out to the cause of what we do. Every step of the way. Luke 19:10. Every step of the way. We're not a part-time ministry here. We're a full-time ministry here. Everything we do, everywhere we go, we are letting the world see our light through our actions. But let's get back to this. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Ben Franklin added, that was Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin added, rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. Now you're being taught, you better not rebel against them, tyrants, because they know better than you do. Now you're being taught that somehow or another they have a license to go ahead and play the demigod arbitrarily at will. And they're not accountable to those laws. No way. I mean, if that was the case, how many of them wouldn't be in jail today? And it shows you how ignorant the American people have become. Hosea 4:6. I then shared with you that Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin were assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. What was that seal, Bradley? Hey, 1-866-582-9933. Still waiting for that revisionist to tell everybody how wrong I am. Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who is sitting at an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, raised from a pillar of fire and the clouds reaching to Moses to express that he acts by command of deity. The motto inscribed on the seal was, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Go online, First Committee's Design for the Great Seal. You can see the picture. You can see the quote. I have a friend in Michigan who tells me that there are Christian preachers out there that are just trying to convince the American people that we're not a Christian nation. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, whatever you are, that's good for you. But I want to tell you, I'm sharing with you who we are because of history. John Adams later described Jefferson's depiction of that great seal. Okay? Mr. Jefferson proposed the children of Israel in the wilderness, led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And isn't it interesting that they're using, in the book of Exodus, the mass exodus. When Moses was sent to the children of Israel that were in bondage in Egypt to set them free. And what was it that set them free? The blood of a Paschal lamb. And what was the first thing the Lord did when he liberated them through the blood? He brought them to Mount Sinai and he chained them to the moral law of God, which to this day has not, in any sense of the word, been abrogated. In any sense of the word, it has not been abrogated. It has not been done away with. And again, Jesus said in Matthew 5, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Of course. And our forefathers knew this. Again, Mr. Jefferson proposed the children of Israel in the wilderness, led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And on the other side, Hengist and Horsa, the Saxon chiefs, from whom we claim the honor of being descended, and whose political principles and form of government we have assumed. And it's interesting because the same guys, the same architects of the Declaration of Independence were the ones that wrote the words, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. America, these are your founding documents. These are your founding documents. This is what is left to you. This is the baton that's been handed to you from your forefathers. Why is it that you don't act accordingly? That when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. And then it goes on, three quarters of the documents, the Declaration of Independence, are the very, folks, are the very reasons that they declared independence, the very reasons that impelled them to the separation from England. And three quarters of them are the usurpations of a tyrant king that our forefathers wouldn't put up with. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer. Listen to that. That mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Don't call me and ask me what you're supposed to do. Read your founding documents. They have already laid it out for you. You just have to act upon what they said. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It's your God-given right. Furthermore, it's your duty, it says, to throw off such corrupt governments and to provide new guards for the future security. Oh my goodness, friend. The media demonizes people for reading the founding documents that expose corrupt politicians. Because as you know, corrupt politicians and the media work hand in glove to destroy anybody that would endanger their corrupt position. You know it and I know it. Our forefathers wrote that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. Why? Then to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Then they go on, when a long train of abuses, America, and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security. Why would the media attack somebody for reading a founding document? Namely ours? Why are politicians calling it hate speech when the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution's written out, is read out on the floor in federal government? Nancy Pelosi. Why? Because it exposes them. They don't want the American people to be encouraged to actually deal with them. And yet, when you look at the preamble, many call the Declaration of Independence the preamble to the Constitution. When you look in the Constitution, it gives us provisions to deal with corruption lawfully. And yet, why is it that we see very far and few between, if any, at times, of congressmen or representatives or senators actually calling for the impeachment of corrupt individuals in government? When that's what our forefathers left us. Again, this is the baton that they've handed us. Be encouraged. America, stand up. Let's throw them in jail where they belong. Because they do belong in jail, and you know it, and I know it. And if the president doesn't want to throw them in jail, then we the people need to stand up and do just that. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233 0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about getting a little radical here, friends. Here is the language of the American forefathers. The language of the American forefathers is non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. To give you an exact quote, matter of fact, a couple of quotes, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. That's exactly right. And it's amazing how many people hide behind Romans 13, where if they would just read it slowly, they would shut their mouth. Because it's God that ordains. And if they'd again read Romans 12:21, they wouldn't even be talking about Romans 13. We're to overcome evil with good. The language of the forefathers are what you find in the Declaration of Independence. That prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer. Speaking of people, friends, well, evils are sufferable just to allow them than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. This is the language of your forefathers. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right that God gave you. It is your duty that God commanded you to throw off such corruption and to provide new guards for their future security. What comes to my aid, friends, is what I've been talking about over the last couple weeks, in months, in years, concerning this issue of felons masquerading as mayors. Yesterday we talked about this lunatic in California, Governor Jerry Brown. Humorous, folks. Governor for who? Because when you look at the Constitution, everything he does counters the Constitution, literally. But when I'm highlighting these guys, the American people have been conditioned to accept their language that changes everything we are, rather than listening to our forefathers to stand up against those that are trying to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly, corrupt images. And the language of the modern-day politician is to accept it, we'll debate it out, which means you lose more of your rights on the end of the day because they're both on the same side. And yet our forefathers tell us not to put up with it, not to tolerate their crimes. And now the modern-day politician tells you to tolerate everything, and if you don't, then he calls you names. I mean, this is why America has become a joke to foreign countries. And this is why foreign countries are looking to the American people that have a clue to get it right. But again, what is the language of our forefathers? Get radical. You want change? You're going to have to trouble the president. And to trouble the president is to do the right thing, to stand up against tyranny. Our forefathers said this. Again, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, that would be you, under absolute despotism, it's your right, your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations. America, the history of the present and politicians who have been there for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 years in some cases has been a history of repeated injuries and usurpations. All having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And then it goes on to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. They wanted the world to know why they were throwing off that tyrant across the a pond. And then it begins to go off on the usurpations, which again is three quarters of that documentation is the usurpations. And it starts out saying he has refused. He has refused to agree in action the commandments of God. Period. End of story. That's it. And folks, this is where it starts. And then everyone else falls in close pursuit to impending judgment because they submit to the wrong authority. And again, we're called to overcome evil with good, not the other way around. And yet you hear people in this country, because again, the hirelings, read John 10, the hirelings in the pulpit, they're not appointed by God, they're appointed by the arm of the flesh themselves, are telling you to submit yourself to the authorities, regardless if they're good or not. And yet Scripture tells us just the exact opposite, that they have been appointed to do what? To be a terror unto evil, and to be a praise unto them that do good. And we're seeing the exact opposite at work today. And again, friends, what's the history of men? Men depart from God. The people yield themselves over to the state at the dictates of the tyrant. Wars are commenced, populations are murdered, and countries are destroyed. At the end, the tyrant is dealt with. Then they return to God, from whom they should have not departed. Who do you submit to? Talking about getting a little radical here. I think the wisest choice and the wisest course is to go back to the founding forefathers and what it is that they laid out for us, because they knew the word is a lamp unto, or a light unto our path. And if that word endureth forever, then it would be good for us to follow the leader, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The word is a lamp and the light is a path. It leads our path. We need the light to enlighten the path so we can see, right? Common sense. That's what the word of God does. So, in saying all that to say this, we need to learn back course from our forefathers and take the course, which brings us to the resolve, and the resolve will bring tyranny to an end. And when I think about what our forefathers actually have established and what I see today, it's like we're talking about two different people. Psalm 119, 105, by the way, friends. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We started the show talking off by talking about the war against God, the war against the truth. And then I gave you the forefathers' quotes. But America, what we see today in this country is that Americans have, to their own shameless and apathetic, intolerant ways, have not yet learned that those that preach tolerance only mean to dominate, then try to silence the good. And that's exactly what we're seeing. The voice of the modern-day politician stands in stark contrast to our founding forefathers. And even the spirit of our forefathers, friends. Wow. And I think of Roger Sherman, another one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And I think of the history that he gave us in wanting us to know who they were. And what he shares with us is second to none. It's priceless. And he said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. And by the way, those tyrants that I've been exposing all hour are the very ones that are at every given turn and opportunity are trying to disarm you. Don't forget that. But the institutions they cherish and the freedoms they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Signer of the Declaration of Independence. Now let me take that back to the very first thing that I talked about during the first segment. Now, going back to the Bundys, it's interesting that when they actually practice what our forefathers preach, then they're considered terrorists by the government. When we find that it's actually corruption in the Bundy trials, corrupt officials that are trying to set a retrial after retrial because after jury, they've been found to be innocent. And the more they go and the more they push the envelope, the more they're being exposed. And the more they're being exposed, you would think that the American people would at every given turn take the opportunity to deal with the corrupt politicians while they themselves are actually hanging themselves. You know, as they say, give them enough rope and they'll what? Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. But now you see people that stand up against tyranny. The American people have taken on the language that they're the bad guys, when in fact the opposite is true. Talking 23, see ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.